Buying, selling, renting, it's all about real estate with Margaret Rome. Sunday afternoons from noon to 1, exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. If you'd like to call us, talk to us, ask questions about real estate, have a suggestion in the middle of a transaction, our number here live right now, 410-922-6680. Another really interesting week in real estate. One of the questions that I've gotten right now is, what if I buy a house now and the market tanks? Ooh, so people now are thinking, if I buy now and the market goes down, am I going to be stuck? I think that's always been a common concern. It's a legitimate question. It does show doubt that some people feel. And you might respond that if your main goal is to find a home to settle down in, if you're serious about buying a home, focus on when to buy should not be your biggest worry. You should be concerned about when you are ready for that buy, when your family's ready for that buy, when you can afford that buy. Think of real estate like another roller coaster ride. Ups and downs, some stomach flipping turns. Some of you that are looking for homes and think you've found one and then didn't know what I'm talking about. There are some unexpected splashes in that roller coaster ride. But over time, houses have tended almost always to appreciate in value, much like that classic car or that classic bottle of wine proves with age. And the longer you hold on to the property, the more equity you build. So if you're thinking about buying a home right now and you're worried about the market not being stable enough, think about it. It's always gone up. No question about it. The market over the years, there's always been an increase, and people are not getting hurt unless they're selling right away. But when you're paying rent, it is like throwing money out the window unless you enjoy paying your landlord's mortgage. Become a homeowner. Wonderful opportunity to invest in your own future. It allows you to build equity, and it creates a space that's truly yours rather than supporting someone else's dream. That dream we're talking about is your landlord. Instead of stressing about the market predictions, focus on your budget. Focus on what you can afford. Focus on your career, your lifestyle, your job stability, your personal goals, and then find a home that meets all of your needs. It's not just a roof over your head, but this is a place that is going to create your memories. I see we've got a caller on the phone, and I think I know who this caller is. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I wanted to wish my mother a very awesome happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love you.
And to tell the world it's your birthday.
Oh, thanks so much.
All right. I'll see you later.
Love you, honey. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, my lovely daughter. I love her. She knows I don't make a big to-do out of the birthday, so she has to make a big to-do out of it. Let's talk a little bit about unusual homes. Do you have or are you looking for an unusual home? Maybe a wild place that you visited, a home that made you do a double take, whether you liked it or didn't, just an unusual home. Maybe there was something very quirky about it. Maybe it was a converted church. Maybe it was a McMansion. Maybe it was even a tiny house where basically to get in there, you'd have to sleep in a fetal position. Whatever it is, I'd like to hear your stories. You're calling me after the show and during the week and telling me about some of your unusual homes. Call now and let's let the listening audience hear about them. And what makes these homes unique is the personality of who's living there. Yep, the inhabitants. They're the ones that make it unique. Some folks swoon over sleek, modern designs. Others would trade their morning coffee for a cozy cabin in the woods. Tastes transform a mere house into a living, breathing reflection of who you are. And it needs to be a place where you feel really comfortable, that you can walk in and actually feel at home. When I work with buyers, I dig a little deeper. What unusual quirks are they thinking about? What would be an ideal place? What would they love? Maybe it's a secret garden. Maybe it's a hidden room. Maybe it's a home that's just steeped in history. Maybe it's a modern home. Maybe it's a Victorian with a wraparound porch. So many people, so many thoughts. Everybody seems to have a different kind of home that they want to live in. They can come in all shapes. Homes can come in all sizes. They can come in all kinds of materials. They can come in all kinds of architectural features. And they actually reveal the adventurous spirits of owners. Talk to some people. What's unusual about your home? And it's not that easy to sell an unusual home, especially if you are not the only one making that decision. I find you have to be very secure with who you are in order to buy a home that is out of the ordinary. Now, why do I say that? Because if you're the kind of person that needs to say, I need to have my sister-in-law see the home and see if they approve. I need my cousin to take a look at the home. My mother-in-law to take a look at the home. Very frequently, when you go after a home that's unusual, no matter how wonderful it is, someone is going to say to you, why don't you buy a real house? What's a real house? As I've mentioned before in Maryland, what a real house is to many people is a two-story colonial with a side-loading garage in the right neighborhood that's move-in condition. That's what Maryland absolutely loves, is that traditional colonial, or as I've coined, clone-onial. And I have been fortunate enough to work with people who are creative, who like to stretch it just a bit. And as we get into this show today, I'm going to tell you about some of these wonderful properties that I have on the market. But if you've got a story, maybe it's a home that you would like to have. Maybe you want to have a house that's got a moat around it. Maybe you you just want to have something very quirky and eccentric, maybe even downright bizarre. Finding the perfect space should be as memorable as the home you end up in. And the main thing is that you absolutely love the house. Now, if you're ready to sell and within a year or so, I just need a house to live in while I have this temporary job. That's not the time to buy this very unique house. This is the time to buy a house that is very resaleable. So, but Your insights could spark delightful conversations about the weird and wonderful world of housing. Maybe some of you who are listening will share your most unusual home ideas that that you've seen, that you live in, that you dream about. And I think that would be fun. I know you'll call me after the show and tell me about some of these wonderful properties, but I'm saying share it with the listening audience right now. Again, you are listening to Margaret Rome and All About Real Estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680. One of the things we are noticing right now are there actually are some good buys in real estate. If you're ready to buy, if your finances are in order, if you don't need a contingency to sell your home, what has happened recently is that there are homes on the market that people are selling because they've maybe are building a new home. That new home is ready earlier than it should have been or earlier than they were promised. Or if they have bought another home, it's out of state. Now what? They've got, they've settled the new home, figuring the current home would sell right away, and yet they do not want to leave either one empty. So I'm finding that couples and roommates are having to split up. One goes to the new home out of state, one stays here until it's sold. So sometimes you're going to see some price reductions. And just because something is reduced does not mean there's a problem with it. Look at it carefully. I know we all, agents do it, buyers do it, the public does it when they, oh, how many days has it been on the market? Oh, if it's been on the market less than 30 seconds, something must be wrong with it. So be careful that you're not judging those homes. Find out what the reason is, what's motivating them, why did they drop their price? Not because something's wrong with it, not because there's a defect, but because they don't want to leave a house vacant and at the time when they're not here. I want to give you another example of a way to handle that. We're going to take a break first. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome at homerome.com. Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Freeze, Gopher!
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the Putting Social on October 16th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Turf Valley Resorts. Now, this is not your average golf outing. It's a fun and casual putting challenge with a 5-hole opening round, delicious hors d'oeuvres, and a cash bar. So come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe. We've got friends, new faces, you're gonna love it. Here's where it gets exciting.
Oh, he got all of that one.
The top 5 scorers from the opening round will join me for a long distance, 1-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, a private round of golf with me and 3 guests, including green fees and cart. Tickets are just $40. All you have to do is get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resorts.
The inaugural Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by Platinum Law Group and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash. The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes, convicted 3 counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy, Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8-month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome. Call-in number right now is 410-922-6680. You can text or call me after the show, 410-530-2400. And some of you are doing that now where you text me with a question and I can get that on the air. Again, you can do that to 410-530-2400. I was talking about people who have bought a home before the present home has sold. Maybe they've already gone to settlement, they've got 2 homes, and they really don't want to leave either one vacant. So I came up with a good thought. I've run it by a couple of people, and they too think that. I was talking to property managers and said, is this something, would you do? Would you do a house check? Well, they really aren't that crazy about doing it. Would be too labor intensive. They don't have enough staff to do that. So I thought, you know what? I know people that house sit, pet sit. Why don't we talk to some of them? And I had called someone who had, I knew she had a dog walking service where she even used to stay in the house when the people were away. And I asked her if she'd know anybody or if she'd like that. And she said, you know, business is down right now because several of my owners' pets have passed away and they don't need my services anymore. So we started talking about, instead of doing pet checks where you would go by every day, make sure they're fed, have water, take them for a walk. If you would do a house check, it would be simpler. You'd still have the same responsibility for the house, the security, And this would be a very good solution for someone who is thinking about leaving one house unattended, is to have a service that would go by every day or every other day. That way, if there are newspapers on the lawn, if there is trash on the lawn, if it needs cutting, if the wind has blown debris in, go in, turn on the water, check the appliances, make sure everything is okay. And that way, the person who is not living in the home can go ahead, start enjoying their other home, knowing that the home they're leaving behind would be lovingly cared for. And one person says, oh, that's not a problem. My girlfriend said she'd come by once a week. And I have somebody else who said they'd come by. And I said, not a good idea. When somebody says that, and it's a long term, their lives get involved. That is not their priority. They're not going to automatically come by. What this service I'm talking about does is each time they stop by, they give a call to the sellers to tell them what time they were there. If there's any mail there, take a picture of the mail so they can see if there's anything important that needs to be taken care of. So if anybody out there has had this kind of service or knows of someone, I've got a couple of people right now that I can refer to, and I think we can start a different kind of business. Maybe that business is already there and I've just not heard about it. So maybe, you know, you only want the house checked once or twice a week. Again, they can let you know if, especially in the winter, if it needs plowing, in the warm weather, whether the grass needs taken care of. And it's a way that you can go ahead and enjoy that new home that is out of state. And I think what happened when we had this huge selling frenzy, people, as soon as they found the perfect home, they grabbed it, figuring their home would sell immediately. They didn't even think about it. They got a good buy on the new home. And then all of a sudden, the new home just settled. Or even I'm finding with new bills have been coming in faster than promised. I have somebody who purchased in Florida, was not supposed to be ready until October, and it was ready about 6 weeks ahead of time before they were able to put their home on the market. So again, there's that little bit of panic. House is in delightful, it's a great house, but they also don't want to leave the house in the next state vacant. If you've got this situation, I may have that solution for you. And also, when you're out there looking for houses, don't be that obsessed with days on the market. Why has a house been on the market for that long? Because many times it is because the house is unique to the sellers, unique to the person who wants to buy it. A lot of people think, oh no, if it's been on the market for a while, there's something wrong with it. Go back, look at those homes that have been on the market for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month or two, and reevaluate them. Talk to the real estate agents. Don't have your agent just go ahead and schedule an appointment without finding out anything about the house, about anything, about why they're leaving. And I think it is, as I've said to you, a great time to buy a house. The time to buy a house, when you're ready to buy, when your house is ready to be sold. The same thing as when you are selling a house. The best time is when you and that house are ready. I see we have a seller on, we have a caller on the phone. We have a Jerry. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
How can I help you?
Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay, yes, good afternoon. So I was interested in what you were just discussing about house sitting or house sitters.
Right.
Well, I'm interested in doing that. I have a background in law enforcement and firefighting. I'm retired, got a lot of time on my hands. Have no problem with submitting a resume or anyone who's interested.
Okay. Well, see, now we've got one person who might be interested. Jerry, what area are you in? Because I would think anybody who's doing this would want to keep it within their neighborhood area so they're not having to, you know, have too much of a trek to go check on a home every day. What area?
I live within a few blocks of St. Agnes Hospital at Wilkins in Caton. But okay. I don't have a problem traveling. I got a car, and I mean, as long as it's not in New York, you know,
okay.
I don't have a problem.
Okay. So, again, Jerry, if you would call me after the show or if you would leave your number with the producer, and
sure.
That way anybody who's interested, I can let them check you out. Of course, they're going to want to do background checks and make sure you're, you know, have some good references. I think, you know, if
yes.
they're concerned about leaving their home, they want to make sure the person who's watching it is trustworthy also. So,
understandable.
I appreciate you listening and calling in. And again, either call me after the show or give our producer the number and we can talk about it later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So there are people that want to do this kind of thing. I just think we haven't thought about it. What a good idea when you do need to leave your home, whether it's to go on vacation for weeks or months, whether you're visiting family out of town, to have a service. I mean, you do it for your pets. Why not do it just for your home? Anybody have any thoughts? Anybody who is thinking about it or needs that service? I've got a couple of people who are thinking they would like to do that now. Maybe we can match you up. So just another little tidbit about all about real estate. One of the other things is when I was talking about be careful that you're not just ruling out houses because they're on the market too long or something must be wrong with them. The other homes that may be on the market for a while right now are custom-built homes. They have been customized to the owner's specs. Maybe it's over-customized for them. Maybe you, at this point, could get a home with lots of upgrades, and maybe there could be a buy for it. So it is a good market. I don't care what anybody's saying. It is a good market. Interest rates are down a little bit, and if that has been one of the reasons people are saying, oh, we're not going into the market right now, I think this might be the time to do it. I don't know that they're going to drop much more. I don't think we're ever going to see the twos and threes that we had. But, you know, fives and sixes are starting to sound a lot more feasible. If you're thinking about buying, if you're thinking about selling, call your real estate agent. Talk to them about it. Don't just believe what you're hearing on the radio or what you're reading in the newspaper, because for somebody to say, oh, it's a good time to buy, it doesn't make very good reading. It's not exciting. Hey, the market's good. Talk to your real estate agent. And the home that you may want right now may be the perfect one that's coming on the market. And a lot of us, I'm talking about realtors, have homes that we know are unusual, are maybe they're the colonials we were talking about, that people are thinking about bringing on the market maybe next month, maybe after Thanksgiving, maybe after the holidays. And those people who are looking for homes, they could go ahead and start getting ready, get their finances in order. If they have a home to sell, get their home ready to sell. And this is, when you're ready, it's the right time to buy. Questions about buying a home, about selling a home. And remember that the people who have just bought, have their second home, may not have that luxury to wait. There may be some good buys for you. Think about it. It's the time to buy or get your home on the market right now. We are going to take a break. You are listening to All About Real Estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680. Or you can text me at 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good afternoon and welcome back to All About Real Estate. Call in number 410-922-6680. I've got a couple of special homes I need to tell you about, very excited about. I have a mid-century modern that's actually was shown just now. I can't wait to hear the feedback on this. It is on a double lot. It's in Stevenson. The address is 3506 Garden View Road. It is one of the best homes I've ever had on the market. I sold it to the same owners 14 years ago. They have done nothing but continued to make the home perfect. It has a double lot, so it's about an acre and a half. What's so beautiful about the lot, it's fenced, it's very private, and there's a swimming pool, but the location of the pool is ideal. It is to the right of the house, leaving you with a beautiful, huge lawn, if you wanted to even put a tennis court or a pickleball court, there's land to do that. Or just to have that room around it for the kids to play. You want to put a putting green out there. So many times we have houses that have swimming pools and the pool is right in the back, right behind the house, and what you have is absolutely no lawn left over. So this setting is magnificent. The house itself, as I was mentioning, is a mid-century modern rancher. It does have a lower level. Every single thing in this house has been upgraded to perfection. There are 5 bedrooms. There are 3 bathrooms. It is has been done. I was talking about windows. I mean, who thinks windows are so great? These windows are special. I was there when it was raining, and he said, "You know, I haven't had to wash my windows for a year or so." And I go, "Why?" And he said, "They're special windows. They don't need cleaning." And I said, "Come on." And so it was just raining, and I looked out the windows. They were all clean. Special kind of special order. These windows, you can't see in from the outside. They also have privacy. The screens, invisible screens, you can't see them, but they're definitely there. So when somebody takes the time and the finances and the care to do something so perfect with something like the windows that you really don't see, you can't see that value. They have done this with every single other inch of this house. So if you're looking for a home in turnkey, move-in condition, beautiful, all glass back of the house overlooking this pretty land, totally fenced if you've got animals, if you've got children, if you've got pets, the perfect ideal spot. And the best thing is that it's quiet, it's in a neighborhood, and it's 1 mile from the Beltway. Could not be more convenient. Again, that is at 3506 Garden View Road, and that's in the 21208. If you're thinking about a mid-century modern, if you're thinking about a rancher, no steps on the first floor. If you're downstairs, no steps down there. Walk out to the pool, to the patio, to the waterfalls. If you wanted to have pets, as I said, they even have a chicken coop out there. Give me a call about 3506 Garden View Road. And if you are a real estate agent and you have a buyer, give me a call. If you're a buyer and have a real estate agent, give me a call. Let's get together so we can get some real estate sold here. I have another home that's sitting on over 2 acres that I think is a terrific buy. It is in the Phoenix, Jacksonville area, but it's minutes from the highway. You do feel like you're way, way out in the country. It is sitting on over 2 acres, private acres, a lot of flat land around, a lot of trees for the privacy, gazebo outside, porches, decks. This home is 3523 Southside Avenue, and that's in the Phoenix, Jacksonville area, 21133. It too has an open floor plan, very different kind of open floor plan. 20-foot ceilings because this home originally was a horse barn maybe 25 years ago, completely converted to 5 to 6 bedrooms, 3 primary suites, 3 bedrooms, and a bath, all upstairs. So for kids, for offices, just absolute perfection. It also has big open floor plan. It has, if you've got a home business, it has three huge storage areas that could be business areas. They've got high ceilings. They've got concrete walls, perfect for artists, workshops, anything like that, or just plain storage. Nobody has enough storage. That would be perfect. And the other thing this house has that's quite special, it has a separate in-law suite, or it could be a separate home office suite. It has bedroom, bathroom, a den, living room, kitchen, all on one level floor. So if you needed it for accessibility, maybe you've got someone who needs to age in place, that would be a perfect home. And that home, again, is located at 3523 Southside Avenue. Give me a call or give your real estate agent a call and we will talk more about that. You are listening to All About Real Estate. We're going to step out and take a break. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Welcome back, Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Another call that I got this week, they were concerned. They had their house on the market, not with me, but with someone else. And they wanted to know why their neighbor's house was priced so much higher than theirs. Their agent had said that was the right price for theirs. And if you're working with an agent, not a bad idea to listen to what they're saying. But it can be puzzling why one house is priced so differently from the other. There are several friendly factors that may explain that difference. The condition of the home plays a huge role. If your neighbor has recently updated their kitchen or bathroom, has a new roof, has taken great care of their house, landscaping, it's just really in good condition, then maybe there's a reason that home is priced more than yours. Maybe it has more square footage. Maybe there's been an addition. Maybe they have upgraded all the appliances. And also, maybe, as I said, the house is bigger. Maybe the grounds are bigger. Maybe they have an extra bedroom that you don't know about. Maybe they have finished out a lower level that you haven't. Again, so many features in homes that make a difference in how they are priced. I mean, a house that's on a corner lot with a park view may be priced higher than one that is right on the main road with traffic or across from the shopping center, even though the houses are identical. Also, houses that are close to schools could be priced higher, could be priced lower, depending on if somebody wants to be near that school or somebody does not want to be near that school. And take a look at what they've invested, whether it's in landscaping, their exterior. Maybe they've got a newly paved driveway. Just remember that real estate markets change quickly. And if your neighbor's home has very unique features or is located in a part of the market that's currently in high demand, possibly there is the discrepancy of the pricing there. So you might be very frustrated that your neighbor's house is priced higher. Right now, both of you are on the market and neither one of them have sold. Again, go back to your real estate agent. Ask them to check on what has sold. What are your comparables? What are the homes and the market going for? Is there anything that's under contract? Is there anything that's sold in the last couple of months that you don't know about it? Agents can find out about homes that are sold that never hit the multiple list, which is a nice service, so that when your real estate agent checks your neighborhood, checks your area, there is a reason for the pricing. And you just want to make sure that your home gets what you need from it and that you understand why it is priced that way. Again, a couple of houses if you want to purchase a home, buy a home. I've got some really nice buys. You can see them on my website, margaretrome.com. Another property that I have is a three-bedroom split level that has a new roof, new heat, new air conditioning, new hot water, a whole house generator. It's priced under $350,000. It is ready to go. It needs a bit of TLC. The address is 3123 Betlow. If you're interested in purchasing, call me or have your real estate agent call me. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. And we will see you next week on All About Real Estate. Have a great week. Remember that rates are coming down. Call your real estate agent. Look at the multiple list. Think about if you're going to sell your home, how you're going to get it ready, and how long it's going to take you to get it ready to put on the market. So any of these questions, any of these ideas, you're welcome to call me or text me, Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk radio.